Good morning, Outliers. How y'all doing today? Happy Friday morning. I love when we can connect on Friday mornings like this because, man, I have some cool stuff to show you today. Today, we are going to be previewing the Outlier 2.0 signals. And boy, am I excited about this. Like, basically, we're going to spend the whole time doing previews and demos and stuff. So be sure to say hi in the chat. Be sure to put your favorite stocks in the chat that you want to check out in Outlier 2.0. Because, man, this is cool. We have been looking forward to this upgrade for months at this point. And the release date is on Monday. What I have access into the dev portal. And every day, I'm meeting with Mark and Mahesh, the two co-founders, the two brainchilds behind this. And I'm like, hey, can we do this? Hey, can we do that? So it's actively being improved upon every single day right now. And once you guys get access to it too, we want to hear your feedback and how we can make it better for you in the Discord. So be sure that you are logging into the Discord every day. We are always talking in there. We're always coming up with some new ideas and always trying to make Outliers a product better for you. We actually had somebody the other day probably leave one of the greatest feedbacks that I've ever seen. Let me pop open the Discord and I'll show you exactly what I mean. Bahar wrote something pretty freaking cool on here. So this is our Discord here. And let's find Bahar's post here. Give me just a second to find it. Or maybe he said it in the YouTube chat room. Let me see. Yeah, he must have said it in the YouTube chat from a video the other day. He was saying basically, yeah, Outlier is an infinite money glitch. And I was like, dude, that's what we're here to do. I can't make the promise of guaranteeing anything, but I can tell you one thing. If we can build the product to where people have that perspective about it, if we can build a product to where people are that excited to use it, I'm like, oh yeah, let's do this, dude. So yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And thank you for tuning in live, Rudy, Jessai, Rabbi, good afternoon, Brian, good morning. April is excited for 2.0. Me too, April, me too. And Watch Channel DE, thanks for watching live. Be sure to invite your friends. We're going to be going through lots of different sections in this morning. So I got my coffee. I don't know about you. I'm going to the gym immediately after this. My family bought me this pretty cool shaker cup. And like it's a one button instead of shaking it. I'm a lazy old man now. It's one button like automatic blender. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just really enjoying that. I think it's cool. So got to get my pre-workout in before we get busy. So let's jump right into the Outlier platform over here. But before I do, here's a legal disclaimer. Okay, don't listen to anything that I say. I am just a random guy on the internet who has no idea what he's talking about. So don't listen to anything that I have to say. Okay, with that out of the way, this glitch is making money. Exactly. Don't you wish that you could just set it and forget it when it comes to the stock market, right? What if you could just sit back and relax and let the world's best AI stock trading assistant do the hard work for you of finding incredible trades so you can just set it and forget it? Now, listen, I've done at least 5,000 trades in my trading career. I've traded hundreds and hundreds of names of stock, and Outlier has showed me some of the data that I've been missing. And as soon as I added Outlier, my results massively improved. For example, at the end of last year, once I nailed down my strategy, I had a 48% return in the second half of last year, 48.77%. And I did that on only 24 trades, right? I mean, it was monster returns, like Brian was just talking about, right? So let me explain how this works. First is the buy and sell signals. This is my favorite part. This is my bread and butter. This is what I look for and look at every single day just to get started. So let's jump into the buy and sell signals in the 2.0, and we'll do some comparisons to the 1.0, and we're going to check it all out. So I hope that's okay with you. So like I say, these 2.0 signals will be live in your Outlier account starting on Monday. But this is just a huge, huge preview. The first one that I want to talk about is Boeing. Boeing is one of those stocks where I think this is probably the best use case we've ever seen. So with Boeing, if you guys remember, not all that long ago, We have some airline pilots in our Discord who can tell you all about it. Not all that long ago, the doors started falling off the Boeing airplanes. Not all that long ago, the cargo airplanes were catching on fire. Not all that long ago, Boeings were falling out of the sky. And that was not good, right? The investors who owned Boeing stock were like, we got to get out of this as fast as possible. Not cool, Boeing. We got to get out. But before that happened, there was a pretty substantial run up in Boeing, a huge run up. In fact, following the outlier 1.0 signals, we would have got in on November 6th, the circle right here. Really strong run up. And then a crash, a 23% crash immediately after that news came out. So following the 1.0 signals, you've got in and got out by December 28th, literally at the top, which was pretty outstanding to begin with. But now with the outlier 2.0 signals, it would have got you in on October 12th. So it would have got you in even earlier, October 12th. You'd have pulled out even a few more dollars on top of that trade there. And then still got you out at the same exit point. Still got you out on December 28th. So while this huge move happened between the 1.0 and 2.0, we got you in even sooner in the 1.0. And then got you out just at the same time before the stock cratered in the 2.0. Cratered 23%. So on one single share of stock, this return in the 2.0 was over $70, right? $70 on one single share of stock. $70. And the lifetime deal that we have going for Outlier right now is $79 for lifetime. So on one single share of stock, you could have basically paid for lifetime access to Outlier. Just putting that out there, right? Now, that sale is ending just a couple weeks from now. So if you don't already have Outlier, you've got to head over to outlierdeal.com because this will be very limited, or it'll be gone very soon. Like I said, this was one share of stock. You buy 10 shares of stock, you could have bought 10, nearly 10 lifetime licenses. Unbelievable. So Boeing, in my opinion, is probably the best use case ever for Outlier. But don't just take it from there. Let's go to the next one, right? Tesla, the buy and sell signals with Tesla. Looking at the 1.0 versus the 2.0, and popping out the performance summary. This is really cool too. This is brand new. So the performance summary before was just this little table right here. Now, when you pop out the performance summary in the 2.0, it shows you the red line is the stock buy and hold, whereas the blue line is the outlier signals. And as you can see, these outlier signals here, 1,009.82% returns. 1,009.82%. Versus 248 holding, right? All these people who have been buying Tesla for ages and ages, thinking that, you know, they were geniuses for just buying and holding Tesla. Dude, if you had followed outlier signals, right? Which I know you hadn't had them until on Monday coming up, you could have had four times more. 1,009.82%. How does that even work, right? Let's drop this in here. You can actually see it really catches up. I mean, we can start at the back here and work our way forward. It really moves up when it moves up and then gets you to cash when it's going sideways to down. Moves up and then moves up and cash. Moves up and cash. Misses this down completely sideways, 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 a little bit up, a little bit up, a little bit up. Caught this entire run right here. And then as it went down throughout this whole time, outlier kept you in cash a couple times, didn't work out so well, and a couple times did really well. And in fact, continued to grow and grow and grow. So you still caught this move right here around May of 2023. Let's go to Tesla real quick. Let me remove all my notes. You still caught the move in May 2023 of this move. This big move right here, you still caught that move, but you were starting at a much higher point because in all the previous downturns that Tesla had had, you had been holding cash. So isn't that awesome? Right, 1,009.82%, unbelievable. Let's see, data seeking looks awesome with the backtester result. I know, right? Like this is new. This backtesting result is new on the 2.0. And as soon as I saw this, I was like, dudes, this is cool. This is exactly what we need to see, right? It's all talk until you can actually put numbers behind it. And to see it right there on the screen is really cool. Brad says, with buy signals, should you still wait until the end of day to purchase stocks or anytime that day? So the way the outlier works, in fact, I could probably pull it up right at this exact moment. So in case you were curious about what the buy signals today are, I will preface this and say this is still on the dev platform until Monday. On Monday, it goes into the production platform. The production platform is blazing fast. The dev platform is a little slow. So give it a little bit of grace while it loads in. All right. So there's 32 names for today, right? And the market hasn't even opened yet. So these 32 names are on the list for today as buying, right? So we've got... Let me see if I recognize anybody from today. We cover 1,600 of the most liquid stocks, but some of these you don't always know. Like that's HP, that's IBM, that's Juniper. Let's load some more on here and let's see what's coming through. There's Alcoa. That was yesterday. So yeah, lots and lots of names coming through today. 865 are on the bull list. 683 are on the bear list today. So to Brian's question, I like to trade at the end of the day, personally. That's when the most liquidity is available, no matter what, in basically every stock. It's either the very beginning or the very end of the day. The very beginning of the day can be a lot more volatile than a lot of people want to deal with, especially me. I don't want to deal with volatility. I just want to get in with my stock, right? So I like to trade at the end of the day. But these signals are rock and roll, ready to go. 8:31 a.m. Central Time, you could totally put these on. The signal is good for today. So that is a great question, Brian. Ian says, can you please explain capital efficiency? What does it mean? And when is it below one? All right, Ian, give me a second here. I have a document because this question has been asked a few times. And I want to make sure that I explain it correctly. Let me see. No, it's not my document. Okay. So the way that I understand it, and this is right here, capital efficiency, 8.69%. So the way that I understand it is that you are putting your capital to work 8 times more efficiently than if you were to just buy and hold. So for example, in this return here, 1,009 versus 248. Well, first off, this is 4 times higher. So that's the start there. But you're also out of the trade. Yeah, there we go. This is a metric of math. Let me rephrase that. So 8.69. I'm going to do my best to get to pretty close to that. So 1,009 divided by 248. So it's 4.06 times the result. And then we were in 473 out of 972 days. So we're in using the active signals about half the time. So that times two gets us about 8.13. So if I'd done the math correctly, that would get you pretty close to there. So capital efficiency, meaning how much greater are the returns versus buy and hold, comparing them to how many days you're in the market versus out of the market. Does that make sense? Good question. Is outlier based on technical indicators? No, not at all. In fact, it's not. It's based on investor behavior, right? How are people looking at stocks? Are they overly greedy or are they overly fearful? In fact, one of my personal trading metrics inside of Outlier when I use it is looking at the bottom section down at the bottom here. In fact, let me go to a different one since that's got to load. Down here at the bottom, this is the behavioral heat map chart. I believe that's the next topic here. Behavioral heat map charts. Profit when others are fearful or greedy. So I really utilize this, and I hope you would as well once you get Outlier, because if you look at it, right, you can zoom out and you can see not only when stocks are, you know, trending upward with a buy signal, but when people are getting greedy or over greedy, or if people are getting over fearful. Here's a great example of a buy signal that came when people are fearful And then it continued on and on and on. In fact, that's the S&P 500. If you remember, in the S&P 500, we've been on a giant run since basically that point. That was October 13th. October 13th was, in fact, let me clear my notes real quick. October 13th was right here. And we have been on a total tear since that point, right? Almost the bottom. I mean, we're within a couple a couple percentage points of the bottom right there. And that was when people were starting to get pretty fearful. And then it's been on a huge run ever since that point. All right, let's continue on. Josiah says, it looks really good. I agree. It's non-repainting right. I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean by non-repainting. April asks, are there strategy options with Outlier 2.0 that come with historical win-loss rates? So it doesn't show the win-loss rates inside of here. But for example, I just popped open the SPY, the S&P 500, and it does show the Outlier 70% returns versus buy and hold 62%. And I mean, when I look at this, it really showcases the fact that you are in cash, right? Sold to close while the market's selling off. Right. And then it goes sideways and then you can catch in these upward moves and miss the downward moves. Right. So here it was holding cash while the market was kind of drifting upward and then it got back in. So I really like this. The capital efficiency part, which is a really great question, is exactly what this is showcasing here, is how often are you in cash versus how often are you in the market versus how often you're taking the buy and sell signals versus how often you're back in cash. Right. Does Outlier only cover the top stocks or do you plan to add more stocks? Yes, the plan is to add more, right? At some point, the team has expressed interest that they want to add crypto. I don't know when or if that will happen, but that is something a lot of customers have asked for. The crypto market's really huge, especially right now, and a huge bull run. People want to know what's going on in the crypto markets. We have customers who are requesting the Indian market. Apparently, the Indian market is really, really hot right now. And so a lot of the Indian market has been requested to add into this. I don't know when that's coming, but that could be an enhancement in the future. We really focus on what's most liquid. And as a trader, you want stocks that are liquid, right? You don't want to be in penny stocks. You don't want to be in something that you get into a trade. Yeah, it's easy to get into a trade because you're the sucker who finally is buying it from somebody else who's been trying to get rid of it for weeks, right? You don't want to be that guy, right? You don't want to get into, I've heard some horror stories with penny stocks where as soon as you buy it, that's the last time you ever see any sort of liquidity, right? Somebody had been waiting for you to come along to buy their shares. And now that you've got it, you're now going to have to wait weeks for the next person to buy it off of you. Yeah, you definitely don't want to be in that situation. So we only cover the most liquid stocks out there. Cool. Can't wait to see what else is in store. Let's see what else is in store, April. Let's go to the next one here. Disney, right? I saw this earlier and I was like, whoa, this is really cool. Look at these results here. Buy and hold negative 25% versus Outliers positive 28%. Now, this isn't the Tesla 1000% that we were just looking at blowing everything out of the water, but look at the difference, right? 28 percentage points up versus 25 percentage points down. That's a 53 percentage point swing between the two endpoints. In my opinion, I think that's pretty damn good. So let's move on to the next one here. Microsoft. Performance summary, 101.57%. So yeah, continues to look outstanding. Now, let's go back to the fear and greed behavioral heat map down here for a minute. This is a new overlay that we've had the fear and greed for a while. But one thing that I had been asking for as a trader who uses this, so I'm a partner with Outlier, but I also am an active trader who uses this every single day. One thing that I had been asking for was, what does the color coding mean, right? How green is that? How red are these bars down here? And so what I had been doing is I had actually a Google plugin, which if you look right at the top here, I click that, pick a color, and then if you look on the very bottom right, you'll see and the little black box down there, the color coding changed slightly from color to color. So that was how I was determining just how deep of a green these were or how deep of a red they were. And then I had my own levels associated with each color code. Well, this new update just fixed that, right? So if you look at the very top right here, in this section right here, you'll see that whatever day that I hover over, it tells me the heat map number. So this one is G24. It goes from 0 to 50 on the green and 0 to negative 50 on the red. In fact, does it go negative? No, it goes it goes positive numbers each direction, but 0 to 50 on green, 0 to 50 on red. So this particular spot is G26. So that's about halfway, half of the greediness. And this red right here is R20. So that's about, I don't know, 20 out of 50, 2/5. So it also tells you the buy and sell signals right there. So this one is a signal of sell and there's no signal. But also, if you'll notice the green overlay and the red overlay. So this green overlay is the uptrend overlay. So whenever you see a buy signal in here, that's a really strong buy signal. And then the red is a downtrend overlay. Now, there are times when there's no overlays and no signals, right? And for those, maybe cash is the best bet for you. But let's see what else. Another question here. How much your dependency on third-party tools? Which financial instruments are you covering? So we're covering the most liquid stocks and ETFs. And of course, we pull the data from different sources and it's all aggregated into here into one spot, which makes it really simple when it's just one place to get all of this information. Let's take a look at NVIDIA, everybody's favorite right now. Apparently, NVIDIA only goes up. Green line only goes up. Performance summary. Outlier shows 865% returns on that. So this one is still outstanding as well. One of these really, really crazy stocks out there. So Outlier looks really good with that. Let's go to this other part, which I really, really like to use every day, the bull and bear lists. So I mentioned it earlier, but let's jump into it. Let me see. I got it right here. So here's the bull list and here's the bear list. Every stock that we cover is on one or the other. There's no in between, right? It's either it's got a buy signal associated with where it is today, right? Or it's got a sell signal associated with where it is today. And so by having this watch list here, you can go through and you can say, okay, cool. I'm only looking at things that are on the buy list today. Or maybe you want to go short the market. Maybe you're tired of seeing the stocks go up every single day and you're like, you know, there has to be a point where it's going to come back down. What goes up must come down is what they say. But who knows when that's actually going to happen? I don't. But let's say you want to start shorting. You can look over here. In fact, let's just pop one over. Carvana, right? I've literally not looked at this. I don't know if these are... Oh, it says I logged out. Hang on. Got to log back in. It had timed out. Everything I had already pulled up. Okay, now we're back in. Yeah, whenever you pull the or leave these tabs open, it's not going to worry about you having to log back in or out. But when I opened a new tab, because I hadn't done anything for a while, that's why I did that. Carvana. Oh, literally did not test this ahead of time. Buy and hold, negative 49%. Outlier positive 30%. Dude, that's pretty sick. That is really, really cool. Was not expecting that. So let's go look at that, right? So that was just one on the sell list here. So in that case, that would have been a buying on... Let's see. In fact, this is a neat zoom function that we have now. You can zoom in and it'll change from weekly bars. If you look at this, so this is the max view. You can zoom in and it'll change. I don't know if you saw that. It changed so quickly. It went from weekly bars to daily bars, just like that. So then we've got daily bars here and we can see the entry point was on January 24th. The exit point's today. Let's go look at that. I have a soft spot in my heart for Carvana. I had a Mini Cooper. I drove that thing for 8 years. I loved that car. And one day I walked out into my garage and all the fluids that were once inside the car were now outside the car. And because of that, I was like, I got to get rid of this thing. So Carvana was the first place that I went and sold it out to them. So January 24th. And today, Oh man, look at that. I'm gonna have to adjust my chart. It's so high. Look at that. So this one particular trade, whoa, 86%. Holy moly. Just that one trade right there. 86% return. Jeez Louise. Now imagine you bought options on that, right? Up $36 on your option contract. You could have really made some bank on that. Is the transactional data directly pulled from the tape? I don't know. That's a pretty detailed question. I don't think so, but I don't know the answer to that one, Rudy. That's a good question. Is automating the trading with provided signals in our roadmap? Yes. So at some point, via TradingView, for example, yes, at some point there will be APIs that link to broker platforms, and it will be exactly what you're describing right there. When you pick a stock, let's say you add Carvana to your favorites, okay, you can say every time we get a buy signal on Carvana, buy at the open, or maybe even buy at the close, buy, right? Every time we get a sell signal, buy, sell at the open or sell at the close. And then it'll just automatically do it for you. Now, I don't know the roadmap on when that is going to happen, but that is in the plan 100%. We want to integrate this as much as possible. Brian asks, is the bull and bear list only for the current day or includes previous days? Good question, Brian. So it actually goes back as long as you want to scroll, my friend, right? There is infinite scrolling on Facebook. There's infinite scrolling on here. You just load more. I believe it does 20 at a time. So it may take you a while, but in fact, let's do a little race, right? There's this goes back to, that was just yesterday. Like I say, this is in the dev platform, so it's a little bit slower than it will be in the production platform. But yeah, you can just go back and back and back. Here's GM. I want to look at GM. I watched a video this morning about the Cadillac Lyric vehicle. I don't know anything about it. I'm a Tesla driver. But I had seen a few of these on the road, and I'm like, what is this car? Let me check it out. So let's check out GM while that loads. So yeah, here's March 5th. But yeah, to Brian's point, as long as it's on the bull list and still is on the bull list, it'll go back as far as you want, 20 names at a time. So I got 865 names to go through. GM on here, right? Let's see, performance summary. Oh. So, disclaimer. I am a partner with Outlier, but I don't know the data behind it, okay? When I say I don't know the data, I don't know the inner workings of it. So every time I see something like this, you can see my legitimate joy and excitement on my face because it's real. Look at this. Outlier 95.78% returns versus buy and hold 6% returns on GM. Jeez Louise. A capital efficiency of 27x. Is that crazy or what? I just want to see the latest GM buy and sell signals. And I'm going to zoom in. This zoom function is really cool to me. That transition between weekly candles and daily candles is so smooth. All right, so this most recent trade may not have been all that huge, but let's at least check it out. February 2nd. May not have been, but it may have been. February 2nd. Okay. And then exit yesterday. Close to close. About 1%. So not everyone is, you know, 85% on every trade like Carvana. But the objective here is to get in and get out and have an equity curve that looks like this, right? Where it's growing, and even if the stock is sinking. Outlier just keeps getting even better. Absolutely, absolutely. Let me see. Were there any other areas that I wanted to talk about? The buy and sell signals. Oh, on the watch list. A couple enhancements on the watch list. Let's see. So in the watch list, you'll see you can expand it to get additional detail, right? This button right here, bam. Now you've got symbol, current, if it's buy or sell, last signal, date, that they're all sorted by last signal date. I wonder, let's sort it the other way. Let's see what happens. I don't know how long this is going to take. That didn't take long. Oh, look at that, Brian. Here's some from August, September, October that are still active as buy signals. That's cool. So let's put them back up to today, because that's what we want to look at. And then it shows you the sector, shows you the overlay. We talked about the overlays earlier. These right here, we've got green, white, and red overlays. And then the last day close. So let's say you want to trade something that maybe your limit is 20 bucks. My limit is 20 bucks or higher. Maybe your limit is 20 bucks or less, right? You can see something like that. And then the filter is not up to date yet. Okay. On Monday, once this goes live inside of production, we should have additional filter capabilities where we can filter by last day close and say, only show me the ones that are $20 or higher. Only show me the ones that are green, red, or white, or any combination of overlays. Only show me whatever sector. Only show me this dates, things like that. So this is getting even better. Literally day by day, we're making improvements to this. So this is so cool. Let's go through. That's everything I want to show you on the watch list. I think there are a few more names that I want to showcase for you real quick, just since we're here, just since we're all hanging out together. So this was Disney, positive 28% versus negative 25%, right? So huge, huge overperformance there. Microsoft, 101% for outlier. Buy and hold's 158, so that's still strong, but the outlier signal still gave you 101%, which is huge. NVIDIA, we mentioned this earlier. I think this was 865%. Huge numbers there. Amazon, right? Performance summary, 87% versus 86%. Now check this one out. This one I thought was particularly interesting because outlier performed or outperformed it today. On percentage terms, not a huge amount at the very end, but you can see you avoided some huge drawdowns here, right? There were some tremendous drawdowns at this point here. I'm actually curious, January 2023 on Amazon. I wonder how big of a drawdown that was. In January 2023, from the high point back in November of 2021 to January 2023, 56% drawdown. Jeez Louise. And you can see Outlier had you in cash for most of that. That's how it outperformed it so much during that time. Pretty sweet, right? Capital efficiency over 2%. This is Bank of America. Bank of America, positive 25% versus buy and hold only 3%. Huge numbers there. And AMD. Okay, we'll finish up with AMD. AMD is one that one of our members in the Discord was following along with, and I really appreciated that. So Bahar, I'm calling you out specifically on this. So a couple days ago, every single day at 3:15 Eastern time, we do a live stream just like what you're watching right now, but I actually go through the signals and I look for any trading opportunities that I would put on. And a couple days ago we came across AMD. Now AMD didn't fit my trading criteria because the options prices were a little bit too high, and one of our customers actually put on the trade in AMD based on my analysis. I gave some good feedback on that. But the cool thing was that it actually got in on AMD earlier in the 2.0 signals on March 5th versus the 1.0 signals on March 7th. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't see that. Got in on the 2.0 signals on March 5th versus the 1.0 signals on March 7th. Now, you'll notice a couple things too, right? The way that the signals look on the chart, instead of the sell signal where it covers up like 15 candles at a time, we just have these big green and big red circles now. And then across the top bar up there, you can see this area right here. That gives you the detail. So we're not covering up the chart anymore. But 2 days earlier in AMD. And so Bahar was following this and he's like, have you guys seen AMD? Have you taken a look at this, right? And it was up 3.5%. Oh, look at it going up even higher today. It was up 3.5% before the 1.0 signal showed it. It was up 3.5% before it even showed up on the 1.0 signal. So what does that actually mean as far as like your returns, right? So if we look at the original, so this is the 2.0 signal day. I'll circle that in green. And I'll circle the 1.0 signal day in blue. So between these two candles, one of them is up 5.6. So from yesterday to today, it's up $5.6. The other one is up $12. So the other one is 100% higher. It's 100% higher. What do I mean 100%? 11.95 minus 5.6. I do 635 divided by 5.6. It's 113% higher. Your returns on just AMD between the 1.0 and the 2.0 are 113% higher. And you got in just 2 days earlier. Is that not unbelievable? Brian says AMD is doing well. Yeah, that is the power of Outlier. Man, am I so stoked about this. I am so, so, so excited to be a part of this project. We are going to change the world with this, right? Now, when you use Outlier, you can stop wasting time searching the internet for the latest stock rumors, right? Like, what is Nancy Pelosi today? It doesn't matter because you have Outlier, right? You're only going to be disappointed when you lose money because all the rumors, they're all out of date by the time you hear them anyway. But Outlier's advanced AI is ahead of all the rumors. You can stop freaking out because you sold at the top or bought at the bottom, right? We want to eliminate that. We want to have you being greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. You can stop relying on those expensive financial advisors who just tell you to blindly buy mutual funds. How many times have you heard that, right? Because when you use Outlier, you can see instant results. You can access today's bull and bear list, right? You can get access to this list today, right now, and start making it happen. You can get started right away. Now, this is an extremely limited time deal. We are in the final stretches of this, right? With Outlier, the opportunities are huge, but this limited time price is super small. And like I said earlier, on Boeing, if you had one share, that would have paid for nearly the entire lifetime license that we are offering right now. And if you traded with 100 shares, that would have been 86% or 86 times. You had 100 shares of Boeing, made that one trade, you'd be nearly 86% higher than the very, very tiny investment into Outlier with this lifetime deal that we have offering right now. You can finally sleep good at night knowing that the world's best AI stock trading assistant is working for you. Now, normally this is priced at $69 a month, okay? But at outlierdeal.com, that is OVTLYRdeal.com, you can get lifetime access for $79. That's it, right? And I eat a ton of Tic Tacs. And so I equated that to like, it's less than the cost of a single Tic Tac each day when you consider it's a lifetime license. So by heading to outlierdeal.com while you can, this will be ending very, very soon. You can get lifetime access to Outlier for $79 total, all in, out the door, $79. Like I said, this will normally be priced at $69 per month. This is your last chance to get in to outlierdeal.com, $79 lifetime access. So I will stay here for a few more minutes to do some Q&As. Any questions that you have on the platform or any stocks that you want to take a look at, I'm here for you. And, you know, I will also see you later this afternoon inside of the trading room. We meet in our trading room every single day at 3:15 Eastern time. And because of that, it allows us and our customers to work directly with you, right? We, like I say, every single day we're improving Outlier in some way. And the best way that we can do that is by getting your feedback. And by using the trading room, that that advantage you have by trading with Outlier, you can see the trades that I'm going to put on using Outlier. You can see how the trades are working or not working and what it's like to trade with a professional. Right? It's like sitting with me in my office every single day, because basically you are just like this. So if there are no more questions, I'm just going to wrap it there. I'm actually heading out on vacation to Disney World for the next week. So it'll be a week before I see y'all again. I'll be back on March 18th. And I hope that you are able to take advantage of this and get into Outlier like as soon as possible. Get in today, right? The 2.0 upgrades go live on Monday, this coming Monday, March 11th. I'll be out of town, so I won't be able to play with those with you. But once I return on March 18th, I'll be right up on that every single day inside the trading room. So thank you all so much for attending today's webinar. As you can tell, I am probably the most excited person about these upgrades. And man, I can't wait to start trading along with this. Have a fantastic day. And I look forward to seeing you later today in the trading room. And have a great day. Talk soon.